The message ceased and waned the messenger. The single call, the uncompanioned power drew back into some far-off secret world. The human marvel of the supernal being. She looked no more on our mortality. The excess of beauty natural to God kind could not uphold its claim on time-born eyes, too mystical for space tenancy. Her body of glory was expunged from heaven. The rarity and wonder knew no more. There was the common light of earthly days. Affranchised from the respite to fatigue, once more the rumor of the speed of life pursued the cycles of her blinded gaze. All sprang to their unvarying daily acts. The thousand peoples of the soil and tree obeyed the unforeseen instant urge. And leader here, with his uncertain mind, alone, who stares at the future's covered face, man lifted up the burden of his fate, saying that the earth, the world, is not yet ready to manifest the divine in its purity and spontaneously, naturally, the divine gets veiled, hidden by the ordinary form and even the difference of vibration is scarcely felt. There he says that until now in the creation it's only man who looks at the future. All the rest of the creation is concerned only with the present. And man looks at the future, but the future is veiled. Man is anxious about the future, but the future is veiled. Future is covered too. The next step would see the future.